Presque tout côté. Abat tout à vadra. Colon caploté de coupois. Pas découragé, faut qu'il s'en croit qu'il n'y a pas venu dire non, papi le vadra.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10, or I guess until 9, officially. We'll see how things go. Living it up in Studio C. That's the how we roll. Got some problems in Studio A. It's dark. There's a big nasty sign in front of the door. So here we are in Studio C. This is usually where they make their station IDs and where they book their ads. They make the ads and all the other highfalutin production issues going on there. Anyway, all right, so we're going to have a show devoted to Kathleen Hanna from Bikini Kill. She has a memoir out called Rebel Girl, one of the founders or originators of the Riot Girl movement, which started in the early 90s. She has an incredible history, an incredible story, and we're going to dig into some of her music. I haven't read the book. I just heard that it's not even out yet, so there was a nice article I read today about her, and we're going to talk about some of her history and get into the music here. Starting off with White Boy from the first two records, 1,000 Points of Light. 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
I don't think it's a problem because most of the girls ask for it.
How do they ask for it?
The way they act, the way they... I can't say the way they dress because that's an own personal choice. But some dumb hoe that you butt rock your face is walking down the street. They're asking for it and they deny it, but it's true.
Sorry about this. You're going to have to give me some... I'm not used to the... setup here. It's a little different. Everything is off. See, the CD player is still kind of slow. All right, well, I'm just going to have to talk between songs. Otherwise, you're just kind of listening to me talk through the changes. Up next here... So, one of the few very cool shows that I've seen in my life, Bikini Kill opening for Fugazi in front of the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C., I ate rice and beans out of a 5-gallon drum with my hands. It was off a on like a paper plate. We did not have any silverware or plastic dinnerware, so we did have a plate, but we kind of ate like dogs because we just stuck our heads in there and started eating right off the plate. But it was an amazing show, and this is the first time I'd ever seen or heard of Bikini Kill, and they were insisting that all women needed to be up front, and that was like a hallmark of what they did live, and so I was like afraid to get up into the pit. I thought some woman was going to elbow me in the face, so I retreated to the rear. All right, let's play some Fugazi because that's kind of where this story is going. Let's hear Repeater right now. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Yeah. inside. It sounds like a gun. Stay from that window, boy. It's not anyone that we know.
Buttons, buttons, buttons all down her back, back, back. She asks her mom for 15 cents to see the elephants. They jump the fence. They jump so high. They reach the sky, and never came back. Back till the 4th of July. Liar!
Heart attack, man. And you know, he weighs in pretty hefty. My man's like demanding hefty.
How much he weigh?
He's like the guy in the hefty bag.
Okay, let's take it from here.
Oh,
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO 91.5 Medford. That was Le Tigre. That was Cry for Everything Bad That's Ever Happened. It is kind of like, it doesn't make you want to cry listening to that song. Although I was kind of hoping for some vocals. I guess that was an experimental, instrumental track. The Julie Ruin before that with Ha 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 Armageddon from Run Fast. Beastie Boys, Heart Attack Man from Ill Communication. We started off that set with Bikini Kill's Demi Rep from the Singles Collection, 1,000 Points of Light. 91.5 Med for WMFO. Even large here in Studio C. Relegated to Studio C. No, I'm kidding. They haven't just kicked me down to Studio C, but they did kick everybody out of Studio A. It's closed. It's dark and scary in there. And there's a very nasty note on the front, so I don't know what's happening. And that's what's going on. So if there's a little technical glitch, I'm just going to blame the fact that I'm DJing from 2001. That appears to be what's happening here. There's an old rotary-style phone in here. And I can't get the turntable to work. So it's definitely 2001 because vinyl didn't come back as like a cool thing. Everyone was listening to CDs and experimenting with these things called MP3 players. All right, let's move on. Up next, hey, let's hear another one from the Julie Ruin. This is the Kathleen Hanna Show, if you're just joining me. She has a Rebel Girl's name of her memoir. It's coming out in a couple of weeks. So I haven't read it, but I did read about it, and I do like her music, so I thought, why not have a show about her? And she has three bands, so Le Tigre, we just heard, The Julie Ruin, kind of was supposed to be like a Bikini Kill one-off, but then it turned into a couple-off. Bikini Kill, of course, back together and touring, and as mentioned before, the memoir out imminently. And I wanted to play the Beastie Boys because I just found out that, or maybe I knew this and forgot, but she's married to Adam Horovitz, Ad Rock, from the Beastie Boys, so we got that in there. And in case you were wondering why that was in there, and there you go. All right, this is a Hit Reset from the album of the same name from the Julie Ruin, 1,000 Points of Light, 95 Medford, WMFO.
Stop feeling deep. in case you know we have to go. Girls like us are most perfect when we're biting off all our fingernails.
Thousand points of IWMFO, and that's Bikini Kill with Blood One. And before that, we had the Julie Ruin Girls Like Us from Run Fast, Le Tigre with Decepticon. That was from The Punk Singer, which is a biographical picture film about Kathleen Hanna, and it was Bikini Kill's Reject All American from the album of the same name that started off that set. Thousand Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. And so we're having a show devoted to Kathleen Hanna. She has a memoir called Rebel Girl coming out in a couple of weeks. I was reading about the process, her process, and I know from having tried and basically failed to write a memoir, the process of actually writing one can be very difficult. And, you know, you have to get your butt in the chair and write through anything that's difficult. And she wrote through a lot of difficult stuff. And according to the article, she ended up in therapy to kind of help her deal with all of the past events that had, you know, that she was trying to reassess and put down on paper. And she was diagnosed with PTSD from all of the trauma that she had experienced in an earlier life. So it was earlier in her life. So it was kind of interesting to kind of read through that and just how difficult that can be, which I had heard from, you know, my other classmates in my Grub Street class where I had tried and failed to write my memoir. So anyway, they were experiencing more trauma than I was, I guess. Anyway, but that was interesting to read from her perspective. Let's continue on now with another one here from Le Tigre. This is Dyke March 2001. This is the Reeds Afro Dykey Mix, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO 91.5 Medford.
Women. March because I like to be surrounded with women. I like March to be surrounded with naked ladies. I like women. There's like March because I like to be surrounded with women. There's like March because I like to be surrounded with
feminist fury.
Women. I like to be surrounded with women. Surrounded with women. The Zyke March. I like to be surrounded with
feminist fury. Feminist Fury.
We'll be right back.
Bikini Kill with Daddy's Little Girl from the... That was the record that came out in 2015. That would be Revolution Girl Style. Now, before that, Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit. Special thanks to Henry Sullivan for listening. And the deal with that is that Kathleen Hanna and Kurt Cobain were allegedly at a party together in Seattle. She's originally from the Seattle area, recorded for the Kill Rock Stars label, which... based in Olympia, Washington. So, and then while at this party, she wrote on the wall, "Kurt smells like Teen Spirit." This would be in, must have been like 1990, so well before Nevermind came out. And Kurt, obviously working on Nevermind on the record, didn't have a working title or a title for what would become Smells Like Teen Spirit. And so he took that line that Kathleen Hanna wrote on the wall. And so Kathleen Hanna has now been credited. This was like years later. I didn't hear the story until several years later, after the Nevermind record came out. And so she's been credited as having inspired the actual title for this single that rocketed Nirvana to superstardom. So that's the story there and why we played that. Before that, the Julie Ruin within the picture, and Le Tigre, Dyke March 2001, Reed's Aphrodite mix. All right, we're going to wrap things up here with this Rebel Girl, of course, also the name of her memoir out in a couple weeks, for Kathleen Hanna. I will see you next week here on WMFO.